Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But this is at least part of a conversation we had earlier today, just before we walked into the studio, and she was walking into the Minneapolis courtroom with reporter Susie Jones. She reports on the Derek Chauvin trial every day. And the chief of police in Minneapolis took the stand yesterday and spoke at length about the procedure that they witnessed in Chauvin's treatment of George Floyd, whether or not that was appropriate. Let's just hear part of that conversation. Yeah.
The reporting in the paper here in Chicago today is that last year, the chief of police of Minneapolis, Arredondo, called what Chauvin did murder. Did they ask him specifically about that?
They did not. It was much more about training and about, you know, what is an appropriate amount of time to restrain someone when a person is showing signs of being unconscious, that would be the time to let your knee up. You know, it was much more about what his assessment of what should have been done. Oh, John, there's a lot of stipulations and restrictions on what they can and can't say.
I suppose they would object if he called it murder.
Right.
But they talked about procedure, and was Derek Chauvin doing it correctly?
Katie Blackwell, who was in charge of the training in Minneapolis Police Department, testified yesterday that they do have restraints. They actually have different ways to do a neck restraint, you know, using legs or she described it, right? And she said he basically made up that hole. That was nothing that she'd ever seen before. You know what I mean? She described what a neck restraint would look like and how you'd use your legs, but she'd never seen anything like that, that interpretation of that hold.
The police chief also said that Chauvin should have rendered medical aid.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were several points at which Chauvin could have stopped kneeling on George Floyd's neck, because at one point the other officer even says in the video, you know, should we turn him over? Should we check his pulse? You hear him on the tape saying, I didn't feel one. And at that point, he should have been turned on his side, at least to get the airway open. That was a discussion as well yesterday about turning him on his side so that he could breathe.
George Floyd's attorney asked the chief when was the last time he arrested somebody, right?
And he said several years ago.
What's the import there, that maybe he doesn't really know at a granular level what he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had to do this. He doesn't know how difficult it can be.
It's a long time since he's been on the street. You know, the real life aspect of policing for some time.
They also talked about the coroner's report, didn't they?
You know, it was actually, John, the first witness on the stand yesterday was a Dr. Langenfeld, and he was the person that when George Floyd arrived at the hospital that night, Monday night, May 25th, 2020, and his testimony essentially was pretty powerful, in my opinion, in that the defense, remember, is trying to argue that George Floyd had fentanyl in his system and that contributed to his death, and it wasn't just the knee. There were other factors that were involved, and the fentanyl was in the toxicology report after they did the autopsy, and he was asked at length about that fentanyl because it's an opioid, and as you know, Joanne, that an opioid affects your breathing. It slows your breathing down. And a lot of people, when they do die of fentanyl, they stop breathing because it slows their breath so far down and they aren't getting oxygen to their system. And what the doctor said is that when George Floyd arrived, he was in full cardiac arrest. And there was some electrical activity in his body, but no heartbeat. And they were not able to resuscitate him in normal ways, like the pads, you know, clear. And he also addressed, John, the fact that had anyone have started CPR on George Floyd at the scene, he would have had a better chance of surviving. I think the quote was, for every minute, you lose 10 to 15% you get a 10 to 15% decrease in survival for every minute that CPR is not administered.
They do list methamphetamine and fentanyl as significant factors in George Floyd's death, but not the cause of George Floyd's death. I guess it'll be up to the jury to weigh that. Some people may say, well, he had fentanyl, and that was a significant factor in his death. But I suppose you could also argue that George Floyd wasn't going to die because of a fentanyl or a methamphetamine overdose that day. He died because, maybe because he had those drugs in his system, but principally because there was a knee in his neck for 9.5 minutes.
That is what the state wants the jury to believe.
Susie Jones is a reporter in Minneapolis, covering the Chauvin trial every single day.